Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Thought This Was a Good Idea? And Other Questions You Should Have Answers to When You Work in the White House is a memoir by Alyssa Mastromonaco, co-written with Lauren Euler, based on Mastromonaco's years working in Democratic politics and the Obama White House. The book combines personal recollection with workplace guidance, using behind-the-scenes anecdotes to show how a staffer can function in an environment defined by urgency, hierarchy, and constant scrutiny. Rather than presenting Washington as an abstract system, it focuses on the day-to-day realities of operations work, from logistics and travel to crisis management and diplomatic events. Its purpose is partly explanatory and partly instructive. It introduces readers to the mechanics of high-level government service, while also advancing a simple professional ethic of working hard, staying organized, and being decent to other people. The tone is conversational, funny, and candid, which helps make a politically specific memoir accessible to readers who are not experts in government or policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a behind-the-scenes account of White House operations, not just politics. The book stands out because it is less interested in policy debate than in the machinery that makes a presidency function. Mastromonaco describes work in operations, which means coordinating travel, events, logistics, and last-minute problem-solving in an environment where small failures can become public embarrassments. This angle matters because it reveals a part of government that is usually invisible, the staff work that keeps speeches, meetings, and foreign trips from falling apart. By focusing on the operational side, the memoir shows that political power depends on practical execution, not only on ideas or public messaging. Readers learn how much of Washington is built on scheduling, contingency planning, and rapid response. That emphasis gives the book a concrete value beyond memoir. It explains how institutions depend on disciplined support labor, and why that labor often goes unnoticed even when it is essential to success. Secondly, a professional ethic built around organization, composure, and basic decency. One of the book's central ideas is its concise work philosophy: work hard, be organized, be nice. The simplicity of that message is part of its strength, because Mastromonaco presents it as a realistic survival strategy, rather than a motivational slogan. In a high-pressure setting like the White House, organization is not just a personal preference. It is a method for reducing avoidable mistakes when time is short and stakes are high. Calmness under pressure also becomes a practical skill, since panic can spread quickly in crisis environments. The emphasis on being nice is equally important because government work is deeply collaborative, and effectiveness depends on trust, coordination, and respect across roles. The memoir therefore frames professionalism as a combination of competence and temperament. It suggests that career advancement is not only about talent or ambition, but also about reliability, preparation, and how one treats other people in a shared system. Thirdly, a woman's perspective on succeeding in a male-dominated political environment. The memoir is especially attentive to what it means to build a career as a woman in elite politics. Mastromonaco repeatedly challenges assumptions about who belongs in senior government roles and how a White House official is supposed to look or behave. That perspective gives the book a broader social dimension, because it is not just a personal success story. It is also a commentary on access, representation, and credibility. The anecdotes often show how women in political work may be judged differently, expected to manage more emotional and logistical labor, or forced to prove competence repeatedly. Rather than arguing this point abstractly, the book demonstrates it through lived experience inside a demanding institution. This makes the memoir useful for readers interested in gender and leadership, because it shows how confidence, preparedness, and resilience can function as tools for navigating bias. The result is a portrait of professional advancement shaped by both individual skill and structural constraints. Fourthly, humor and candid anecdotes as a way to make power understandable. A key feature of the book is its conversational and comic style, which turns potentially intimidating material into something approachable. Mastromonaco uses humor not to soften the reality of White House work, but to make its absurdities legible. The memoir includes stories that highlight the contrast between public grandeur and private chaos, showing that even the most powerful political environment is full of awkwardness, improvisation, and minor disasters. That tonal choice matters because it prevents the book from becoming either overly reverential or overly cynical. Readers are invited to see political institutions as human systems run by imperfect people. The humor also broadens the book's audience, allowing readers without deep political knowledge to engage with it on the level of personality, workplace culture, and situational comedy. In that sense, the memoir functions as both political insider account and accessible workplace narrative, using wit to reduce distance between the reader and the White House. Lastly, a practical guide disguised as a memoir of ambition and service. Although the book is built from personal stories, It consistently offers advice that can be applied beyond politics. Maestra Monaco presents her career as a case study in how to handle pressure, learn quickly, and build credibility in an environment where mistakes are visible and consequences can be immediate. The lessons are not framed as abstract theory, but as habits prepare thoroughly. Keep track of details, ask questions, and do not create unnecessary conflict. This makes the memoir useful to readers considering public service, political staff work, or any role that involves coordination under stress. At the same time, its appeal is wider because the guidance translates into ordinary professional life, especially in complex organizations. The book also stands out because it treats competence as something practical and repeatable rather than exceptional. Its enduring value is that it shows how to combine ambition with discipline and humor, while remaining effective in a setting where image, hierarchy, and pressure often distort good judgment. In conclusion, Who Thought This Was a Good Idea? Is best suited to readers who enjoy political memoirs, workplace stories, and accounts of women navigating demanding institutions. It will be especially useful for students, young professionals, and anyone curious about how government functions behind the scenes. The book offers more than entertaining anecdotes. It provides a concrete view of the operations side of the Obama White House and a memorable explanation of how large a scale political work actually gets done. Readers can take away practical lessons about organization, crisis management, communication, and professional conduct, even if they have no interest in Washington as a career. What makes it stand out in its genre is its combination of insider detail, clear ethical guidance, and a light, unpretentious voice. Many political memoirs focus on ideology or self-importance. This one is more grounded in logistics, personality, and lived experience. That gives it a distinctive value as both a readable memoir and a useful guide to competence in high-pressure work environments. If you would like to support Alyssa Maestra Monaco, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.